Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to another episode of Daily Animated Tale. Don't forget to share this podcast with 10 friends or family members for a chance to receive a shout out. Today's shout out goes to Nora. If you want to be featured next, simply share this podcast. Thank you.
Say cheese.
Hello. My name is Riley, and I'm 16, and I'm used to being the one behind the camera and not in front, but I really wanted to tell you my story about how my friendship with my best friend completely changed, unexpectedly. Who's your best friend? Picture them a moment. Now, imagine if you weren't best friends. I bet you can't think of anything that would happen to change your friendship. Well, my friendship changed when my best friend had a baby. So first up, my best friend Skylar. As long as I can remember, there was always me and Skylar. And not only were we best friends, but our moms were best friends. Skylar was the kindest person I knew and was so thoughtful about everyone and everything. She always volunteered to water the school plants during the holidays so they didn't die. And when it snowed, she went around everyone on the playground to tell them to put bread out for the birds. And we loved going to festivals. Our favorite one was called Lollapalooza. We spent ages deciding what to wear, and it always inspired me to take a lot of pictures. Skylar and I planned our whole future together. Skylar was super smart and wanted to be a vet. I would live in the same area wherever she went to college, and I'd find a photography apprenticeship. We'd even take a year after studies to travel in Europe. But then it all changed when Skylar met Kieran, also an aspiring vet. Skylar soon started spending all her time with Kieran. She couldn't even attend one of the festivals, as it was Kieran's birthday. And when I did see her, Kieran was with her. It just wasn't the same. What kept me going was that I thought it was temporary, and soon I'd get my best friend back. We'd talk many times about boys, and although we'd kissed one each, we both agreed we weren't ready to sleep with one and be serious. But as time went on, I saw even less of Skylar. She never wanted to go to the theme park anymore and do silly poses on the roller coaster or even go ice skating. She was always tired, and it was about that time we fell out. Skylar asked if Kieran could come to the next Lollapalooza. I said Lollapalooza was our thing. I said, couldn't she drag herself away from him for one day? It's not like she was going to marry him. It was just a silly crush. She said that she insisted they include me in everything as she didn't want me to feel left out. I was fuming. I said, don't feel sorry for me. I have other friends. I felt terrible after. She had included me in everything. And I'm sure she'd been sick. The next day, I was set on apologizing. But she wasn't in, nor the next day. Was it because of what I had said? I texted her, but she never replied. The third day, she wasn't in, so I decided to take action. I said how worried I was. Was Skylar okay? Had I upset her? But her mom assured me that I hadn't upset Skylar, but the two of us should talk. I said how sorry I was, that I should accept change. Then she told me she was glad to hear that, because she was pregnant. She said she had finally plucked up the courage to tell her mom. I asked about her vet studies, and I was shocked when she said she was going to give it up and be a full-time mom. I said she can't give it up. That was her dream. She used to make me pretend to be customers when we were young so she could practice. And she said she had other priorities now, her baby. I told Mom about it, and she admitted she knew. I thought she might be annoyed about Skylar getting pregnant at such a young age, but she didn't at all. Said that if I ever wanted to talk about anything such as sex or birth control, she would be there. I was hoping now we had made up, we'd see each other more, but it didn't turn out how I thought. Suddenly, everyone treated Skylar differently. And now all she could ever talk about was the baby, doing up the nursery, all about her scans, what she wasn't allowed to eat or do. She never asked about me or my photography anymore. Not that I've found any subject that excites me recently. I missed the old Skylar. All the fun we used to have, our chats, I wanted her back. She would come in late if she wanted, if she was tired or felt sick. Plus, she always had zillions of appointments for this or that. I felt so alone. And then, Skylar had the baby. We went to visit her. I said that if Kieran ever turned weird, I'd be there for her. And she got annoyed with me, saying that I should give him a chance, that he'd been great and more round than I was. At least he was interested in Elena. I said, "Who is Elena?" And she said, "My baby." She told me to go. Said I should accept Kieran and Elena as part of her now. I confessed to Mom that I didn't want things to change, that I knew it was selfish, but that's how I felt. Skylar's baby had changed everything between us, and Skylar didn't care or need me anymore. And of course Mom was nice and said all the right things because that's what moms do, don't they? And then I realized something. Skylar is a mom. An actual mom. Like my mom and her mom. Imagine that. And Skylar would be a great mom. She's so kind and caring and thoughtful. So I sent her a card to apologize and wish her luck being a new mom, that she'd be the best. Skylar told my mom, "Thanks for the card." That was it. Our friendship seemed to be over for good. And soon it was Lovapalooza. I was going with some friends from school, but it didn't feel the same without Skylar. And then... she told me that Kieran couldn't come as he had to attend extra veterinary studies. Skylar then said that it was a bad idea bringing Elena on her own. We had a heart-to-heart, and I said I was sorry. I said Skylar and Elena should join us. Bad idea. I told them that this is a part of our friend's life now, so we should accept it. That we'd made Skylar feel bad and she must feel so alone right now. We need to show our support. So in some ways, our friendship was never the same, and in some ways, it was even better. I gained two other great people in my life now, and of course, I got other friends, and although I'm not sure what college I'll go to now, I'm definitely still gonna visit Europe. So how do you think you'd feel if your best friend got pregnant? Do you think it would change your friendship? Let me know in the comments, and I do hope you like my story. Thanks for listening, and one more thing. Say cheese!
Hi, I'm Poppy, and I'm 15. This year, I fell in love for the very first time. But things turned out very bad. My boyfriend ended up trying to control me, and it totally changed my relationships with my friends and family. If you feel like you're going through something similar, then I hope my story might help. Everything started in the half pipe at the skateboarding park. For years, I've been hanging out there with Ruby, George, and my little sister, Isla. We'd practice new tricks, and we tried to teach Isla dropouts with not much joy and a lot of bruises on her knees. And when we all hung out at the half pipe, I'd like to say that we had profound chats about our studies. But really, we just dreamed about what our perfect boyfriend might be like. Ruby loved period dramas, so wanted a chaperone and for him to kiss her hand. George wanted someone who would appreciate his piano playing. And Isla wanted someone who would let her copy their homework. And me? I just wanted a nice guy. Don't we all, right? And then, appearing from the tunnel was Logan. He was so cute and confident, and he had a bright red skateboard with a cool eagle on it. I was sure he would try to chat with Ruby, as boys normally did, but he didn't. He told me that I had a cool skateboard, and I knew he was lying because it was all bashed up. But it was just his excuse to talk to me, right? The two of us got to know each other in the half pipe, and we had so much in common. We talked about how difficult doing Ollie was and which place in town had the best pizza. I was sure it was Mr. Pizza King near the skate park, but he insisted it was Pizza Land, and he would take me so I would see. I totally forgot that anyone else was in the park and realized that Ruby and George had taken Isla home. Logan and I met nearly every day in the skate park. He'd show me new tricks that he insisted I'd try, as I'd love them. And he was right. I did. He'd tease me about this spider ring I wore, which I never took off. We'd chat about bad teachers and how reading out poems in class sucked. And I began to open up that my parents had split up, and I sometimes found it difficult. That I went to stay with my father every other weekend, and my mom always got upset when I left. As well as just hanging out together, we all still hung out with Ruby, George, and Isla. Logan got along well with all of them and even figured out a way for Isla to understand how to do dropouts. She was so pleased, and so was Mom as she saved loads on Band-Aids. Sometimes Ruby and George would tease Logan and I when we didn't hear what one of them had said or when they had to wait for us when we hadn't noticed how far we'd fallen behind. I'd laugh along, but Logan was starting to get annoyed by the jokes that the others were making. When they weren't around, he told me they made him feel embarrassed, and he preferred being alone with me anyway. Did I not want that too? I felt torn. I wanted to spend a lot of time with Logan because I was madly in love with him. When we were alone, he was so sweet and funny. He even gave me a special ring to show his love and commitment to me, he said. Although I ended up having to take off my spider ring, as Logan thought they didn't go together. The two of us had never felt this way about anyone before. I walked around with a grin that the Cheshire Cat would be jealous of. But soon, Logan hardly seemed to want to hang out with Ruby and George much. He said it was boring and that I acted differently around them. So I split my time between them, my family and friends, which was quite draining. My mom even commented once that it would be nice to see me go to the skate park again, as I hadn't been in ages. Even though I made a real effort to have time for everyone, Logan was still unhappy. He didn't understand why I didn't want to spend all of my free time with him. Did I not love him anymore? Of course I do, I said. He also made fun of Ruby and George all the time. He said that he was sick of Ruby slipping into a British accent like in the period dramas, or George always going on about piano nerves when really he was just fishing for a compliment. Logan even said that Ruby hung out with me so much in the week because her boyfriend was only there on weekends. It was just a childhood friendship that would soon fade, whereas he was here for good. He also said how we should start thinking about which college we both will apply to so we can go together. But secretly, I didn't even know if I wanted to go to college after school. Where had the funny and sweet Logan gone? So I let him make plans, which made him feel better, and he was less moody.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler, Columbus Auto Mall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
One evening, Ruby and George called me and said they wanted to talk. They had been worried because I hardly did anything without Logan anymore. Is anything wrong? They asked. Does Logan treat me okay? I said it was all fine, that I would meet them tomorrow. Just me and them and no Logan. Shortly before I was to meet Ruby and George, Logan unexpectedly came in. Just as I was telling Logan that I was hanging out with them today, a message from George popped up, a heart emoji, and he said, "Looking forward to seeing you later." Logan should know George and I are just friends, but he got mad. "What are you doing? Are you kidding me?" he hissed. He usually spoke so politely. I struggled to convince him that this was all a misunderstanding. I showed him some old texts from George and Ruby, showing him that we used heart emojis all the time. He calmed and then said if there was nothing for him to worry about, then I should give him my passcode so he could look anytime. And if I'm honest, this level of anger from him and distrust caught me off guard. I ended up agreeing. Then he said he'd love to join me, Ruby, and George today. And I said, okay. Inviting Logan was not a good idea. The mood was tense for the rest of the afternoon. Both George and Ruby had questioning looks on their faces when Logan wasn't looking. And when he went to use the bathroom, I told him I would explain it later. George was fooling around with Isla to lighten the mood. The two of them had a serious conversation and baby talk with each other. And everyone was laughing tears except Logan. He looked annoyed and embarrassed. I had to go as I had homework and I knew Isla wanted to rearrange her doll's house furniture again. I said goodbye to everyone, including Logan, but I could tell he was moody with me. Later, Ruby and George and I had a video call. They said that I'm a different person when I'm with Logan. I defended Logan. He was under a lot of stress and was just having a bad day, as we all do sometimes. We decided it'd be better to meet without him for the time being. And I found myself lying all the time to please everyone. To Logan, to my friends, it was exhausting. I kept telling them everything was okay between us. I didn't feel like it anymore. Where had Poppy gone? Logan had become even more jealous of my friends. He would send me messages asking where I was and to send him pictures to prove it. He'd get mad if I didn't respond to him right away, even though sometimes I was in the bathroom. A few times, I even saw him at places I was at and could tell he was trying to hide. It didn't feel right. This wasn't love. Then he blamed me for spending so much time with my mom and visiting my father. He didn't have much of a relationship with his own parents. His dad left when he was young and his mom worked a lot, nights. He said my dad left, so I shouldn't bother seeing him. But I didn't want to cause an argument by telling him that my mom was the one who demanded in court that my dad leave because of the way he treated her. Sometimes, though, Logan was also incredibly sweet and romantic. One morning, while still in the dark, as I made my way to the train station to visit my father, a heart made of lit candles awaited me outside the house. Logan was standing next to it with two mugs of hot cocoa, my kind of hot cocoa with marshmallows and cream, and a pillow on his bike seat. He drove me to the train station and was simply adorable. Then one day, something happened to make me look at Logan differently. This led to a violent confrontation, and I had never experienced anything like that before. Logan started complaining because he thought Isla was too attached to me. He asked if I was doing it to keep him at a distance. Did I still love him because he loved me? He said she was needy and annoying and lived in an imaginary world. I had enough and asked him not to talk about my sister like that. I then asked him never to speak badly of my family or friends again. He laughed at me, said he was doing me a favor, said he'd heard them talk about me behind my back, but didn't want to tell me. Later, when I came back from getting sodas, he was fuming. I didn't understand why, but then realized it was because I had changed my passcode. I said that it was my phone. I only did it when I noticed him spying on me when I meet up with Ruby and George. If he loved me, then he wouldn't treat me this way. I thought Logan might understand, but he went berserk and pushed me, yelling, "I knew you didn't love me like I love you!" I fell into my shelves and half my books crashed to the floor. I was scared and thought he'd push me again, but he started crying and got on his knees and begged me not to break up with him. He said I made him push him because I made him angry. He said he would change. But as I looked at him, sobbing on his knees, I didn't believe him. I knew he'd just switch again soon. I said we should break up, and he said he'd kill himself. That's when I noticed Mom at the door. She'd come to investigate after wondering what had crashed to the floor. I thought my mom might kick Logan out, but she didn't. She sat down with me, and Logan wanted us to talk, not run away and not face our feelings or get angry about them. She said we must learn to understand them better when we feel strongly about something. Logan began to realize that his behavior was completely out of control and that he was dealing with a lot of unresolved issues that had nothing to do with me, more with his own parents. I also thought about setting boundaries early in a relationship rather than doing things that made me uncomfortable just to please someone else. Logan agreed to see a therapist, and I knew it was the right thing to break up with him. I'm grateful that I had the help of my mom because others might not. I realized how much Ruby and George tried to warn me, but I didn't want to listen at the time. If any of this is familiar, then I do hope you might talk to someone about it. Hey, and I thought, wouldn't it be cool to have a school subject where we learn about love and boundaries and consent? Falling in love should be fun and exciting and not make you feel sad and worried all the time. I'd love to hear what you think of my story, so please leave a comment. Respect and look out for each other.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.